I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Hello, hello, and Jaima. Jaimayomies. It's Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a soul-expanding podcast helping you unleash your own magic. And this is a special episode on tapping into the magic of this upcoming full moon, taking place on Monday, January 17th at 6:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So what, that's 3:48 p.m.?
my time.
Sometimes I get a little bummed knowing that the peak is during the day, but, you know, it's powerful all day long. So, will I be performing the magic at night? Yes. Even if the peak is during the day. Yes, I feel it more at night. I connect with it more at night. So I will be working with it at night. It is what it is, right? Anyway, this full moon happens to be in Cancer. So I guess this calls for grabbing our mason jars or a bucket or a mug or whatever to fill our tears with. Because yeah, it's likely going to be a little emotional. Anyway, why is this special moon dedicated to the mystical wolf? Yes, I'd like to believe that wolves are innately mystical with powers most humans can't even fathom. Anyway, the wolf is a beautiful motif and symbol for many different cultures with unique meanings, which today, if someone were to ask me, what animal does your soul connect with in this season of my life as it changes, I'd say that this day and age, I connect with the she-wolf. I believe that the she-wolf is a wise archetype for humans who identify as she-her. Or they, them, to embrace. I mean, you likely know wolves are often a symbol of loyalty and warriors and wildness and playfulness and fearlessness and keen awareness and having a strong intuition and strength and a curiosity and wisdom and a devotion to your familial and friendship bonds. And of course, the she-wolf is everything I just listed. But also being a force of nature, the matriarchal protector with a great fierceness as you can stand your ground and stand up for those you love and own your womanhood. I remember when Shakira released her song, She-Wolf, and Shakira said that a she-wolf is a woman of our time and the woman who knows what she wants and is free of prejudice and preconceived notions. So boundless, I mean, that's another adjective to add to the she-wolf list. And that's how I feel my spirituality is. That's how I approach life. And that's how I feel when it comes to my perspective of life, is that I don't feel like I'm fully bound to one thing. We're multidimensional beings, multifaceted, and we can show up authentically wearing many hats in a variety of ways as long as we're holding true to our values, our integrity, and especially our authenticity, who we really are. And I believe that's what the she-wolf represents. And also Shakira said that the she-wolf defends her deepest desires with teeth and claws like a wild animal. I also love this poem by Nikita Gill. She writes, "Some days I am more wolf than woman, and I am still learning how to stop apologizing for my wild." And also this one by R.H. Sin, who says, "There's a pack of wolves living with your soul." Ugh. Beautiful. So let's unleash them. No shame in letting out the strength and fierceness within you and feeling that energy this full moon. Even in Cancer, see how that expression unfolds for you in your own way, not by anyone else's standard. Now, this is something I envision many of us doing when we see the full moon at night as it sits directly from the sun, illuminated by the sun's light. I dare you. I know the ego is gonna tell you, don't do it, that's humiliating. Please don't make me do this. But in order to allow the human to let loose a little bit, not take life so seriously, just feel even more free without any sort of limits or bounds and feeling nervous about anybody else's opinion of you. Do this in the middle of nowhere if you have to, but I mean, this is the wolf full moon, so why not? Why not howl? I'm serious when I say let's howl at this moon. Now, the beauty of this full moon is that it's a powerful time to not only awaken this wolf energy, especially if we howl at it, but also it's a time to release the many emotions within us. I mean, take advantage of the fact that this is a Cancer moon. And also, as per usual with full moons, manifest. Why not manifest? So, next I'll be sharing the magic with a K, the spells, and also the other rituals the ritual I'll be using to release this particular full moon, given the fact that it's a Cancer full moon, along with how I intend to manifest and alchemize what my soul has been desiring, the inner she-wolf has been desiring. So I'll share these rituals right after this break with some special sponsors who have some offers for you that I think you'll appreciate them as much as I do. So enjoy. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments, so I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. All right, here is the assignment. First for the release. Now, I recommend for this particular moon to connect with at least one friend or family member who you trust and you have a strong connection with, and both of you share what's deeply weighing on your hearts. One at a time, and just simply give space. No need to give advice back unless you really, really feel a strong nudge, but just to be a shoulder to lean on and ask for them to be a shoulder for you to lean on. And trust that this is a time to support and feel supported by someone you deeply care about, you deeply value, who's part of your wolf pack. So have at least one deep heart to heart. And if it's not the 17th or even the 18th, you know, perhaps at least sometime that next week, take advantage of this moon to release. And then this can be in person, it can be via FaceTime, or it could just simply be a phone call. But whatever it takes for you to create that safe space with someone and set the mood, you know, go in with the intention that this is a safe space and allow yourselves to fully express whatever is going on within you or work through what it could be potentially. Or, you know, let's say nothing comes through, then that's okay. If you don't feel like you have anything to release or there's a blockage there, I mean, if you don't feel open to sharing what's really going on, then maybe that's not the right person you're connecting with. But if you just don't really feel anything is coming up for you, then maybe allow them to ask you questions. Some might be triggering for you, but just allow them to ask you the questions that they think you need to hear, and vice versa, in order to release something, as that always allows us to expand. So hopefully this is a safe space to simply connect and find at least one person. And then, of course, the real fun part, manifesting. And this you can do with them or you can do on your own. Maybe what you want to manifest is deeply personal. So decide what you want to manifest and alchemize. At least one thing, but also not too many things, as you don't want to dilute the manifestations. I know for myself, if I choose way too many things that I want to manifest, I often dilute it to the point where I don't manifest any of it because I feel overwhelmed energetically. So I think it's wise to, I mean, definitely choose at least one, but you know, maybe two, maybe three. So what you want to do is grab a candle, preferably one that connects with you, what you know you intend to manifest. And if you do not have access to a place close by that has different colored candles, that's okay. You can work with any candle. But if you do have access to a place close by that has different colored candles, well, allow me to share with you the different colors depending on what you're manifesting. This I gathered from my friend Alex Kazemi, who has been on this podcast before, talking about pop magic. And so I'm opening his book right now. He suggests that, let's say, if it's health or money or personal growth, that a green candle is preferred. If it's healing or purification or light, then a white candle works well. And then if it's friendship, harmony, or self-love, a pink candle. If it's love, passion, and summoning, it's red. If it's willpower, success, optimism, or discipline, then go with orange. If it's wisdom or psychic abilities or imagination or accessing the gates to the astral plane, then go with a purple candle. If it's something to do with the shadow self, try black. If it has something to do with power or status, try gold. If it has something to do with more magic in your life or enhancing synchronicities, then try silver. And if it perhaps has something to do with revolution or rebellion or detachment or independence,
independence,
then try gray. Mine has to do with creativity, but also it has to do with passion. And not for romantic love, but genuinely romantic creativity. So I'll be using red most likely. And then Alex recommends pouring an essential oil onto your fingertips and dressing the candle with this. So caressing the candle with your fingertips lightly, or you can use your own spit as well. And that's powerful. Just to seal the magical energy. So I'm visualizing if you have a stick candle, sliding your finger with essential oil on it along the candle. That's usually, I think, the candle that most people use when they're performing these rituals. But if it happens to be in some sort of container, I mean, I don't see the harm in that. Slide your finger around the top of the candle wax. That's how I envision it and how I've also done it in the past, at least. Here are certain essential oils that may work with your manifestation, according to Alex. So basil oil is a good one for energy. Cinnamon is great for sexual power. Lavender is great for self-love. Rosemary for healing. Lemongrass for bliss. Peppermint for success. Sandalwood for internal peace. And vervain for abundance. And when you're ready, you close your eyes and rub your fingertips along the candle up and down as you set an intention with your candle, infusing your candle with whatever your intention is, whatever your manifestation is. And then feel that energy, the energy within you, release from your fingertips into the candle, infusing the candle with this energy. And once you feel the connection, as this builds a psychic link from your mind to the physical plane, open your eyes and feel free to blow the candle out to symbolize the end of the ritual and releasing the energy. Now trust the process, the divine timing of the universe to allow whatever you're asking to manifest to happen. And be careful, as I can confirm that this is some powerful stuff. So be mindful. Of course, I genuinely believe that if you're going to put some bad magic out there onto others or harm others in some way, honestly, it's likely to come back at you or those you love. So never, ever, ever do anything of harm. Just all good, all pure good. But I'm not worried about that. We're all light beings here. We're all pretty light here. So I'm not worried about that. But I just wanted to put that out there, as you never know who's listening. Anyway, so with all that being said, I am so excited for this full She-Wolf moon on Monday, along with Monday's episode, which may be my last solo for a while, by the way. But before I fully wrap this up, don't forget that there is more magic on the Your Own Magic website, which is at yourownmagic.life, not.com. So there's a one-time payment now, which is half off, which is $22.22 USD. Again, go to yourownmagic.life. Anyway, send in my love, and I will connect with you Monday. Mwah. Jai Ma. Yomies, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomies, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the EuroMagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.